This is Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Vermont Senator and former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders brought what he calls his political revolution to the Boston area today. Sanders rallied for progressive candidates running for local offices, such as City Council, Board of Aldermen, and School Board, and he rallied in Cambridge and Somerville. It's part of Sanders' effort to mobilize and build grassroots support for a local progressive movement.
We need a mass movement of people at the grassroots level who are going to stand up and fight back, and that means getting involved, which is what you are doing and what those candidates are doing at the local level.
But about two dozen candidates in Cambridge are objecting to Sanders' involvement in local races. They say it's divisive. Joining us to talk about this is WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks. Hi there, Anthony.
Hey, Deb.
So why is Sanders getting involved in these very local races for things like school board and city council? And what was his message today?
Well, so this is part of what Sanders has been doing since the 2016 election. From his presidential campaign, he spun off a national political organization called Our Revolution, which has local chapters all over the country, including here in Massachusetts. And the goal is to excite and activate a grassroots political effort in support of progressive candidates. The idea is this: in order for Democrats, in particular progressive Democrats, to win back political power, you know, to come in from the political wilderness, Sanders says the key is to inspire a new generation of leaders at the local level. And so that's part of his effort today here in the Boston area.
And when you look nationally, though, Anthony, with Republicans in control of the White House and both houses of Congress, I mean, not easy times for Democrats. Did Sanders address that today?
Oh, yeah, he really did. I mean, he acknowledges these are really grim, dispiriting times for progressives like him. And a lot of his speech in Somerville today was sort of a rehash of his presidential campaign speech, a condemnation of financial inequality, a push for higher taxes on the rich, a big raise in the minimum wage, single-payer health care system, Medicare for all, and free public college for all. Here's a bit of what he said.
These ideas exist already in country after country all over the world. We got thousands of kids, American kids, going to Germany now. You know why? Because they can get free college education in Germany. Well, we thank you, Germany, but we should be doing it here in the United States of America.
So, Anthony, does Sanders offer any evidence that his approach of grassroots politics at the local level is working to advance his issues?
Well, he did. I mean, first, he sort of spoke in two ways about this. On the national level, he pointed out that the Republicans have been unable to repeal and replace Obamacare because of widespread national opposition. And he really pointed to that anger at town hall meetings, which managed to get a few key Republicans to vote against repeal. That's the kind of grassroots energy that he's talking about. But maybe more important, he's also talking about a handful of high-profile local political victory for progressives. For example, Randolph Woodfin, an African-American, was recently elected mayor of Birmingham, Alabama. He's a progressive. Another progressive named Chakwe Lumumba was elected mayor of Jackson, Mississippi. And closer to home, Paul Feeney, who ran the Sanders campaign here in Massachusetts just last week, was elected to the state Senate to represent the Bristol and Norfolk district, which, as you know, Deb, is not universally progressive. Paul Feeney is a progressive. So Sanders says progress is being made. Here's a bit more of what he said.
And we are seeing that kind of result literally all over this country. Working people, young people, running for school board, running for city council, running for state legislature, and they are winning.
But we should put that claim into a kind of perspective here, because they're not all winning. I mean, you can go to the Our Revolution website. You'll see a list of 53 races this year in which they endorsed candidates. Out of those 53 races, 18 of them won, 35 lost. But the broader point is they're trying to energize more people to get involved in these local races. And in the wake of Donald Trump's victory, there is evidence that that's happening. Mm-hmm.
And as we mentioned at the start of our conversation, Anthony, there are some local candidates in Cambridge who are expressing opposition to Sanders' involvement in these races. Why is that?
Yeah, this is sort of interesting. So about 30 people from Cambridge, including State Rep Marjorie Decker, former State Rep Alice Wolf, and a number of other political activists, co-signed a letter, which was sent to Sanders, saying that he shouldn't be weighing weighing in what they call a nonpartisan city council race with 26 candidates, most of whom are equally progressive. The letter asks, how and why does a national leader like you choose between these candidates? So here's State Representative Marjorie Decker.
For Senator Sanders himself to come here, I mean, that would be like Senator Warren going to his town in Vermont and deciding who should be elected on their local town government or city government.
Decker says it would be better for Sanders to actually get to know these candidates or to go to places where his progressive voice is really needed to build momentum for progressive causes. Part of the complaint here is that the endorsement process by the local Our Revolution was not transparent enough.
And did Sanders say anything about those concerns?
No, he didn't, and reporters like me didn't have a chance to ask him about it. Our Revolution did have something to say. Its president, its national president, Nina Turner, told Politico that it's happy to have Sanders' involvement because it generates excitement around progressives running for local office. And I did speak to Bob Massey. He's a progressive candidate for governor of Massachusetts who was at the Sanders event in Somerville today. And he says, keep in mind, this is a new political movement that is still trying to organize itself.
Our Revolution is a young organization, and it's still figuring out its processes. It's going to have a founding convention. It can be a little unclear right now who to talk to or who is going to be endorsed.
So maybe some growing pains there. It's also important to keep in mind that while Sanders inspired Our Revolution, the organizations around the country really operate independently of him. And as much as anything, he's really endorsing the idea of trying to grow a grassroots progressive movement more than individual, pitting progressive against progressive in Cambridge and Somerville.
All right. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks, thanks for being with us today.
My pleasure, Deb.
Stay with us. Coming up, sexual harassment and today's warning to employees at Fidelity Investments that the company will not tolerate it. Also, Senator Elizabeth Warren has joined the so-called Me Too campaign. Listeners, we're asking you to share your thoughts and your experiences about this. Call us at 800-423-8255. I'm Deborah Becker, and this is Radio Boston.